Indigenous Rights Radio, because knowledge is power. We are reporting from the 2015 United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, and Vicky Tauli Corpus shares with us her message and advice to Indigenous peoples working for the advancement of their peoples.
My name is Vicky Tauli Corpus. I am the UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. I am Akankanae Igorot from the Cordillera region in the Philippines. Well, I think that, you know, what I would really like to say to Indigenous peoples who are listening is that we really have a lot of instruments globally that are in place. No, we have the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. We have the Convention ILO 169. You know, we have now the World Conference on Indigenous Peoples Outcome Document. Then we have these mechanisms in the UN Permanent Forum, the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, the Special Rapporteur, and of course the existing treaty bodies. You know, so I think there is a lot there out there globally which we can make use of. I think what's going to change the picture is to use these instruments and really strengthen themselves nationally and locally. You know, at the end of the day, the governments we are talking with would like to implement the declaration and other human rights conventions. They will only do that if there is a strong pressure from below. You know, so I really wish that Indigenous peoples will really spend a big amount of their time and strengthening their own organizations, their own communities, engaging in advocacy and awareness campaigns, you know, amongst themselves, and equipping people with these instruments, knowing how to use it, you know, giving these tools and helping them to use it, so that the gains that we have achieved globally can really be used, and it will make meaning. It will change, you know, the situation at the local and at the national levels. We cannot really be relying fully on this. Even in my mandate as a rapporteur, I can only do so much. You know, I can talk directly with governments. I can really push for the recommendations that are there. But if there's no strong demand from the ground and really actions taken, which will really give them the power to be able to demand these rights from the government, I don't think a lot of things are going to change, no? So I hope that there will be more, you know, radio programs, more trainings, more capacity building activities amongst Indigenous peoples for them to be really, aware about what is there, for them to be able to effectively use these tools, and to strengthen them and give them the confidence that what they are fighting for is right, and they need the support that they need from, you know, every other, you know, from rapporteurs and all that. But they also need to do much more in terms of how they strengthen and empower themselves in their own communities and in their own organization. So, and I think that, you know, one of the other message I would like to say is that, you know, we also have power. Indigenous peoples do have power, because many Indigenous peoples still live in their territories. They still have continue to practice and believe in their own Indigenous, knowledge systems, their governance systems, and also their values and belief systems, you know, and this is the social capital that Indigenous peoples need to be able to really strengthen themselves and show that there are alternative ways of living in this world where you will not just destroy your environment, sacrifice your own fellow human beings, you know, to be able to live a life which is good and better, you know, and or well, you know. So I think we Indigenous peoples can show an example to the dominant society, and if many of the dominant society will start shifting away from being so consumerist, so destructive of the environment, so mean to other people, you know, if that is really done in the right way, then maybe we have a chance of going to have a better world for our future generations. And that is what many of us are working for. We are not just working for our own generation. We are learning a lot from the past generations, and we are thinking about the future generations. And that's the Indigenous people's community. When we talk of community, it's not just the present, it's also the past and the future. That's why we are a very holistic people. You know, we are not limited to the life here on, you know, to our own lives, but really to lives of peoples before us and beyond us. And I think we have to put those in, take those to heart, and do our role and really continue our struggles and our capacities to be able to shape those communities that we would like to leave behind.
For more information on this and other Indigenous issues, visit cs.org/rights.